Welcome to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, September 22nd, 2019. Our guest preacher today is Cassie Carroll. Her message is The Unexpected Kingdom. The New Testament reading is from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 27, and the Old Testament lesson is Psalm 25.
Back with you all. Thank you so much for having me. It's been about a year since I've gotten to hang out with you all. First time here with the one service. I love the melding of everything. It's really beautiful. So my name is Cassie Carroll. I am the ministry's assistant up in Westminster Woods. And we are so thankful to partner with Community Pres. We have a number of our campers in the room and a number of our staffers in the room. And so it's so fun to see those faces and our men's and women's retreat people that have come up in the past few years. And so thank you for partnering with us and participating with us. I am also in the process of ordination, for those of you who are curious. I'm in second stage. It's called being a candidate. So I have to take all these tests. It's a lot. But I actually take one of my last two tests and this week. So on Thursday, send me all of your good vibes and your prayers. I will take them. It's a 9-hour test. So I have a lot of work cut out for me. So that's what I've been up to. I've been working at the Woods since I've seen you last, and working on getting all of these things done with ordination so that I can find a call somewhere, whoever God has called for me. And within that, I actually took what's called the exegetical exam, which is ridiculous and and amazing. For those of you who don't know, the exegetical process is a way of studying the biblical text and kind of like tearing it apart and then putting it back together and saying, okay, what was that again? And it's this beautiful process of diving into the languages, diving into all the different aspects of this text. And so I'm really excited to be, so I might know too much about this text at this point, so I apologize in advance. But before we dive into me reading this passage from Mark, I wanted to give you a little bit of nuggets to hold on to. And by that, there's the book of Mark is really, if you've read it before, which some of you may have and some of you may haven't, you'll notice in the beginning it's a very fast text. So you'll hear when there's a transition, it's not very long. It's and immediately Jesus went here. And immediately the disciples and Jesus went over there. And immediately. So it's a very, like, they're trying to get to the point of what's happening. And the point and the climax of the book is the crucifixion and the resurrection. That's what Mark is trying to get to. And so a tactic that Mark uses is hinge text. And by that, I literally mean like the hinge on the door. A lot of these stories connect to each other and help inform its meaning. And so this passage, I couldn't split it up because they hinge upon each other and they help inform what Paul is talking about within these stories. And so we're diving into what it means. We're diving into a little bit of the kingdom of God today. And what Mark has to tell us through these hinge text stories. So let me read to you Mark 10, 13 through, was it through 27, hopefully? Okay, good. Hear the word of the Lord. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. The disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, and he held and laid hands on them and blessed them. As he was setting out for his journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." And they were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible." The word of the Lord. Let's pray. Creator God, we thank you so much for your kingdom and for your invitation to us to be a part of it. Even though it is confusing and complexing at times, we just thank you, God, that you want us to be a part of this narrative, and you want us to play a part in each of our individual lives of bringing your kingdom to earth. Help us hear the words that you need us to hear today, and for those and to let go of the words that are not. We love you, God. And everyone said, amen. So these stories are hinged upon each other. If you notice, it's all about the kingdom of God. And before I dive specifically into this, I want to tell you a little bit about Westminster Woods. Now, Westminster Woods is my favorite place on the planet. If you have not been there, you should come visit. I'll take you on a tour. It'll be great. It is 211 acres of redwood forest. And every year during the week of 4th of July, we have a camp called Friendship Camp. And Friendship, we have our nurse over here. She always comes. Yay. Friendship Camp specifically is for adults with disabilities. And so this year we had 62 campers, and they all come with all of their medications. They come with all of their unique quirks, and it's different disabilities, from accidents that they may have had when they were young to Down syndrome, Asperger's. Some of them are very limited as far as speech, and it's the hardest week of camp, because the staff are working with a community that most of them have never engaged before. And so there's a lot of unknown, and it's very scary. And yet, it's also the best week of camp, because you get to know people in a way that you've never known them before. You get to start to experience a community of people that have unconditional love for you. They see you, they engage with you, you're their best friend. It's very simple, it's very pure, it's very raw, and it jars something because of that purity. And it's so surprising what comes out each year. Staffers, you can talk to some of the staffers in this room who've experienced it. It is the hardest week of camp. But the most unexpected things happen at camp that week. they learn how to be servants in a way that they've never served people before. And the campers themselves get to have a vacation. Most of the campers have been there longer than the staffers have been alive. It starts at 18, and the oldest, I think, that we had last year was 82. The goal is they need to be mobile. And that may be very slow mobile, but it is mobile. And so the staffers are stretched to a point where they're learning and seeing a type of community that we in the mainline culture choose to push aside, hide, maybe not engage well. And I think we miss out on a lot. Because I've never seen more clear the kingdom of God than at Friendship Camp. I'm really thankful because my cousin, Alyssa, she's 27. She actually came to Friendship Camp. She has Down syndrome for the first time last summer, and she couldn't stop talking about it every time I saw her throughout the year. And she was like, we need, dance party. She was already telling me the song that she was going to be singing at the talent show and dancing to. I mean, this is all she could talk about because there's a love and an acceptance at Friendship Camp that she experiences. And I truly believe in this very unexpected place that this is where we see clearly the kingdom of God. And the passage today that I've read to you reveals where the kingdom of God is in very unexpected places. There's three chunks of the text where we start with the children. And back in this time, children were worthless. Their worth was associated with the adult that was theirs, that they were associated with. So if the adult had power and wealth, that child had a little bit of value in the world. If they didn't, not that far away from our experience today. If a child is in a family with money, they have the support they need, they can go to school. But if they don't today, do they get to school? We don't know. If they're not considered of value and worth with the phrase citizen, where are they living today? Not too far away from how some, we wouldn't want to say that today. I see some children in here today, and they are greatly loved. I've seen it. And yet back then, specifically, children were worthless. So the fact that when Christ sees these little children coming to him and the disciples were like, get out of here, is not abnormal during that time. So these children, we see Christ subverting the cultural norm and giving value to the weak and to the vulnerable. Unexpected. People were very confused. They didn't understand. And you're going to see this unexpected theme continue. It hinges into the story of this rich man. Now, in this time, which again, isn't this too different from our time today, if you had riches, especially in the Jewish community, you were already considered blessed. Everything was fine. You're good. God just blessed you with all the riches you need. Awesome. So the fact that Christ would then tell this man, you're missing something, completely unexpected. What do you mean you're missing something? And we can glimpse a bit of what he's missing from the commandments that are not given. The commandments that Christ mentions in this passage are ones that have to deal with your relationship to others. But they're not the ones that are lacking are the ones without your relationship to God. And if you see this wealth, Christ is actually saying the wealth that this rich man has is the one thing getting in the way of him engaging in a relationship with God. And engaging in the kingdom of God. Now, I don't have much wealth, but I do have things that get in the way with my relationship with God and get in the way of that connection and that moment with God that I'm continually, daily having to put aside. And some days I do better than others, which I'm sure we can all relate to. And then it hinges on this next section where Christ is explaining what happens to his disciples. As we mentioned before, these riches equals blessing. So the disciples are confused. You're letting in these worthless children and blessing them and denying this rich man who already has, who we think already has blessing. What is going on? And Christ is trying to explain it to them, and I kind of feel his frustration in the text of like, seriously, you don't get it yet? Come on. And a way that, a writing trick that Mark uses in this passage and throughout the book of Mark is that he writes it that the disciples don't understand so that the reader will. So what they don't understand is that if children can receive like a gift, the kingdom of God, we need to receive the gift of the kingdom of God like children. Children have to, they receive everything. They have to be dependent upon their caretaker, their caregiver, for everything. Food, water, clothes, a fancy toy maybe once in a while. How do we receive? What gets in the way of us receiving the kingdom of God? For me, one of the ways that gets in the way of receiving the kingdom of God and helping the kingdom of God spread, I really like control. You don't have to raise your hand if you also like control. I won't out you. But you really have... I like to have things in order. You can ask my boyfriend. He knows that I like to have things in order and things organized, and he doesn't. And we are learning and growing from one another in that experience. But being in relationship with him is teaching me that I don't get to control him. I don't get to decide how he reacts to things. And it's helping me let go. And I get to see the world in a new way. I get to start engaging with him in a different way because he is his own person. And I think that's similar here. As we start to let go of whether it's control, whether it's money, whether it is all of the list, whatever it may be for you, I truly believe that it starts to open us up to receive in a way where we can receive and see the world like a child. And it opens us up to see moments in the world where God wants us to spread more of his kingdom. That's why I brought up friendship camp. Yeah, those college students are the staff, but they have to give up control that week because they're not running camp. We may have the plan, we may have the schedule, we may have the art supplies, but those campers are running camp. They will tell you how it's done. They will tell you where it needs to be done, and that you have the wrong color crayons. And yet, the unexpected always happens there. I got to talk again with my cousin, Lissa, and she said to me, camp is love. I was like, oh, that might my cousin got to experience an unconditional love in such a beautiful way. And you know what her counselor said to me this year? Alyssa loves so well. I want her hugs all the time. In the unexpected, the kingdom shows up. And that's our invitation from God to participate in this crazy narrative of spreading God's love. It's beautiful and terrifying and definitely out of my control. But I truly believe that each one of us has a responsibility in our sphere of influence to spread that love wherever we see the opportunity. It may show up in the most ordinary way, simple, just by sitting next to someone. Or it could be in the most unexpected way, by sharing your story, by meeting someone and talking with them that you would never talk to before, by engaging and stretching yourself and being a part of a community that you've never been a part of before. We all have an amazing responsibility to receive the kingdom of God and to spread the kingdom of God in every ordinary and unexpected way. So keep your eyes open because it's out there. Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.